This is KTOO Juno, and I'm Quentin Chandler with today's news. U.S. Senator Dan Sullivan had to deal with a crowd of hundreds of occasionally hostile Alaskans at a town hall forum. KTVA reports that Sullivan hosted the town hall Saturday afternoon at Bartlett High School. The station says people asked about climate change and the Russian investigation, but most questions were about health care. KTVA reports some in the crowd jeered when Sullivan dodged questions like whether he would protect Medicaid expansion or join the other U.S. Senator from Alaska, Lisa Murkowski, in supporting Planned Parenthood. 11 villages in Alaska's Northwest Arctic Borough will soon get yearly multi-million-dollar payments from the operator of a mine in the region in lieu of the company paying taxes. KNOM Radio reports that the money will come from Tech Alaska, the operator of Red Dog Mine, where zinc and lead are gathered. KNOM reports that this year, $11 million in profits from Red Dog Mine will be put into a village improvement fund, as well as between $4 million and $8 million annually for the next 9 years. Northwest Arctic Borough Chief of Staff Patrick Savak tells the radio station that he assures that each community will have a say in how the money will be used. Savak says the two main stipulations of the agreement after establishing this village improvement fund are targeted at critical infrastructure and programs for the 11 villages. The U.S. Coast Guard says it rescued two kayakers who were near an island off the coast of southern Alaska and became separated as the weather deteriorated. Two MH-60 Jayhawk helicopters rescued the kayakers near Chichagof Island Saturday evening. The Guard says both kayakers were hoisted by the air crews and transported to Sitka, Alaska. There were no injuries reported. The weather at the scene was reported as 40 miles per hour winds and 2-foot seas. The Alaska Department of Corrections has launched an investigation after an inmate at Goose Creek Correctional Center died while in custody. Officials told KTVA-TV and other media outlets that at 10 a.m. Saturday, a 60-year-old inmate told corrections officers and medical staff he was having trouble breathing. Officials say that despite efforts to save him, he was pronounced dead by emergency first responders more than an hour later. KTVA reports that the inmate had been in Goose Creek since mid-April on a probation violation and a DWI charge. The station says his death marks the second in-custody death for 2017. In today's weather here in Juneau, you'll see numerous rain showers and highs in the mid-50s, southeast winds to 20 miles per hour. The Mendenhall Valley will see southeast winds to 10 miles per hour. This is KTOO, and stay tuned. You can find more local news at ktoo.org.